And at this time, we'd like to call on Brother Brian, who's going to give us our opening address to the convention. Brother Brian.
Well, thank you, Brother Andy. And welcome, dear friends. And may the grace and peace of our great and loving Heavenly Father and of our Lord Jesus be with you all. It is my great pleasure this morning, on behalf of our class, to welcome each one of you to this gathering of fellow believers in the ransom sacrifice of our Lord. We have so looked forward to this weekend, to this wonderful opportunity where we might enjoy a couple of days of wonderful fellowship with each one of you. We'd like to welcome you to a place where we might leave the cares of the world behind and and set our minds to a plane high above the mundane, to a place where we might focus more intently upon our dear Heavenly Father, upon His great love, on His plans and purposes, both for us and for the world of mankind. It is truly a blessing and a wonderful privilege that we enjoy, dear brethren, to be able to gather with the Lord's people. It is no accident that you are here, for the Father Himself hath drawn you. You have heard His voice, as Brother Ken stated last night. You are the Lord's anointed. And I consider it a special honor to be able to address you this morning and to behold your smiling faces, which reflect the love of our dear Heavenly Father. Our prayer is that you might be blessed by being here, and that when you return to your homes and reflect upon this time that we have had together, you can indeed say that it was good to be here. It is our desire to make your stay an enjoyable one. So please let us know if there is anything we can do to make your experience here more profitable or more comfortable. We want you to feel welcome. So in the event that we have overlooked or forgotten something that you would like to see, please do not hesitate to let us know, and we'll do what we can to accommodate you. We can't do miracles, but we can do what we can. We receive you here, dear brethren, with much gladness and pleasure, and we have a feeling of deep gratitude for the sacrifice that each one of you have made to be here with us this weekend. We know that the Lord is here with us, and it is by His goodness and His mercy that we have this great privilege of gathering together with dear ones of like precious faith. We do thank the Heavenly Father, from whom all blessings flow. We appreciated and are thankful for the wonderful lesson on how God speaks to His people delivered by Brother Ken last night. The thoughts he conveyed were, I'm sure, a blessing to you as they were to me. And we do look forward with a sense of eager anticipation to the lessons that will be delivered from the platform this weekend. And we do thank the brethren for their labors, for their time, for their efforts in the preparation of these lessons. They are for our uplift and our edification, for our admonition, and for our instruction in the school of Christ. So let us be attentive and thoughtful listeners to their presentations. I've often thought that it is our memories of conventions such as this, the times that we've spent together with our brethren, our notes, our publications, the availability of recorded lectures, that so often seem to us as an island in the midst of a stormy sea, as a haven of rest. We likewise look forward to the periods of fellowship, for we know that it is in these times of close interaction one with another that we forge and strengthen the bonds of true brotherhood. And these allow us to draw closer to and to truly sympathize with our brethren in their various situations. You, dear brethren, are our dearest and closest friends. Let us not fail to appreciate this great blessing as we greet one another in the spirit of love as brethren in Christ. As noted on the back of your program, a Sunday school program has been planned and commenced for the children's benefit. We hope that this might be a break for parents of young children who might normally have to watch their children during meetings. And also, I think it's of great benefit to the children who are able to mingle with others of their own age who they don't see very often. I know for our children, the times at conventions, like, they bring them up all the time. These are dear times to them. And later on, there will be a schedule posted at the back to inform the parents of the activities that are planned. It's posted already. I stand corrected. Tomorrow afternoon, as indicated on the program, we have included a testimony meeting. Testimony meetings are very important to us. They afford an opportunity for us to tell of our love for the Lord, to share our experiences and the lessons that we have learned. We would like you to consider this opportunity and be ready to share the joys or the burdens of your heart with the brethren. For each one of us is more than willing to listen and to sympathize. It is only among our brethren that we can find an understanding heart, for no one of the world can truly appreciate our journey in the narrow way. The way may be narrow, but it is indeed a blessed way. Also, as indicated on your program and on the bookmarks that we have located on the back table, and which we would hope that each one of you would at least take one home as a memento of our time here together, our class has chosen for our theme text a passage from Colossians chapter 3. This is a very poignant chapter with advice that we all must heed. Verses 23 and 24, our theme text states, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Now, not wanting to dwell on the theme text, it is no secret, dear brethren, that our efforts in this life are not for status or fortune or earthly possessions. Our effort must be directed to the development of our characters, and our labors should be to pattern ourselves after the example set forth in our Lord Jesus. Earlier in the third chapter of Colossians, we're given a concise list of these characteristics, verses 12 through 14. "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." Our class has been studying character development for the past 2 years or so. And it has become very evident to us that to be pleasing to our Heavenly Father, we must cultivate these characteristics within our hearts. We must nourish them through study and prayer. And we must exercise them in our Christian walk in this present evil world. But above all, we must develop and strive to perfect that characteristic of love. Love for the Heavenly Father, love for the brethren, and even love for the world of humanity. The scriptures clearly show that this should be the aim of our endeavors, our labors, and that even seemingly insignificant service, such as a glass of cold water, when done with the proper motive, will not go unnoticed by our Heavenly Father. And we have been assured in the Scriptures that if we do these things and develop within ourselves these characteristics, these qualities which please our Heavenly Father, if we remain faithful, we will, as our manna text for today indicated, receive a crown of life. Imagine, as 1 John 3:2 tells us, "Behold, now we are sons of God." Isn't that amazing? "And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." What a wonderful and almost unimaginable prospect we have before us, dear brethren, to be with our Lord. I also really appreciate the sentiments of our theme hymn, and it's a very, very beautiful hymn, and I enjoyed it last night when Brother Jonathan said, "Oh, this is my favorite hymn." And I would just like to repeat the first verse to you because it's just so beautiful. "My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet, not far off hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing?" So once again, dear brethren, I welcome each one of you here to this convention, where we might soar above earth's lamentations, its cares, and its discouragements, to a place where we might be strengthened and further renew our resolve, and with the promised help to make our calling and election sure. Then we shall hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord." Welcome, dear brethren.